Okay, so with this one, I want to look at this from a couple of angles. So basically, it's mainly on a study that was done recently by Matador. So it was Matador 2018 by Byrne et al., I'm going to say, B-Y-R-N-E. And basically, it looked at the difference between intermittent energy restriction and continuous. So basically, they looked at, it was 16 weeks, and they had two groups, and one of them did 16 weeks straight of dieting, and the other group did 2 weeks of dieting followed by a two-week break, 2 weeks of dieting, two-week break, etc., until they'd done an equal amount of dieting, okay? And what they found was basically that the group that did the breaks, they lost more weight, they lost more fat, so they had better weight retention after 6 months, and they also had a smaller reduction in their metabolism, okay? Now, I've spoken about this a little bit before, but you may or may not know, but basically when we diet, our metabolism decreases essentially, okay, mainly in response to a drop in body weight and food intake, and there's nothing that you can do about this, okay, it just happens. Now, there is a lot of evidence that diet breaks can be very useful. I've done some videos on this before, so I'm not going to go into massive detail because we'll be here all night. I may do some other ones on this, so some newer ones. But basically, what diet breaks are 1 to 3 weeks where you don't diet. Okay, so you go back to essentially your maintenance calories. So you're not actively dieting anymore. So the basis behind this is the more this increase in food resets these adaptions that you get to dieting, i.e. the reduction in your metabolism. And what tends to happen with these is, you know, you drop a bit of water weight that you may have been storing, which is why diet breaks can be great for long plateaus, because they basically reveal the fat loss that you didn't think you had. And it helps to reset these drops in hormones that, you know, sort of give this drop in metabolism, so the next phase of dieting will be more productive. I know this is very brief, but again, we'll be here all night if not. Now, these have been shown to work, okay? What hasn't really been shown is what is the optimal, you know, and the optimal way to structure these. And this is the first study that really showed very frequent breaks, because normally you'd say, you know, do 8 to 15 weeks of dieting and then do a 1 to 3 week break. Okay, but this obviously did 2 weeks of dieting and 2 weeks of break. Okay, now there were some limitations to this study. It was a very preliminary study, but the results are interesting because, you know, we know that from a physiological perspective, diet breaks do work and they can help a lot with the physiological side. But what I also want to talk about, which is the psychological side, okay? Because I think these can be great for adherence. Because in the real world, people get diet fatigue, okay? Because people go off on this long diet and eventually they tend to adherence slips. And we know that adherence is the absolute biggest fundamental key in successful weight loss, because you can have the best diet plan in the world, but if you cannot stick to it, then that diet plan for you sucks, okay? It needs to be something you can do long term. So I think what's great about these breaks is they give you almost more buy-in. So if you were to come to me and I was to say to you, right, we're going to diet now for 6 months to a year, you're automatically going to think, this is going to suck, okay? That, you know, this is just going to be crap. We're going to have to diet for ages and it's just going to seem, you know, you were automatically starting on a bit of a negative. However, if I turn around to you and said, right, for 6 to 8 weeks, we're going to go hell for the leather. Okay, we're going to give 110%. And then after that, we're going to take a break. You're going to be able to eat a little bit more food. You're going to be able to have some more treats that you've maybe cut down or maybe even cut out. You're going to take a little break from calorie count if you've done that. And then we're going to go again. And what I think, again, with this is it just gives you so much buy-in because, like I say, we know there's a physiological advantage to this. But it also gives you that psychological refresh. And I think the greatest sort of way to, like a metaphor for this, is what I heard from a guy called Lyle McDonald, who is just a king of nutrition. And he talks about a car journey, basically, because I think he said he has done before, or has done quite regularly, something like a thousand mile car journey across the US. And, you know, it's exactly the same when you think about it. You know, you wouldn't do that all in one go. You wouldn't do 1,000 miles in one go. You'd do 100 or so, and then you'd have a break, and you'd stretch your legs, you know, go for a pee or something. Then you do another 100, and then maybe you get a bit of a food, or you'd have a bit of a nap, and then you do another 100, and you'd break it up, because you'd get fatigued if you didn't do so, right? Now, the thing is, you wouldn't expect to do that whole journey in one go and not get tired and not slip up. But yet, we don't apply that to our nutrition. We expect to be able to go on a 6-month diet and, you know, not get tired and not, you know, see adherence drop down and, you know, hate the world because we've been dieting for so long. So, like I say, there is definitely a physiological aspect that needs to be looked into more, but there is 100% one. And again, I'll probably do another few episodes about this. But I think as well, the psychological aspects of diet breaks are hugely, hugely important and can really help with adherence.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.